Okay, well done. If you have made it to this final audio recording, this is the final mistake I see leaders making when they're not making the right decision fast. Hey, guess what? If you have been guilty of even one of these, let alone all seven of these mistakes leaders are making, you're not alone on that. I see a lot of leaders making the wrong decisions and making them, if not even making decisions, that they're at least making slow decisions, and they're the wrong ones or even the right ones slow, and it's still having major effects. So like I said, you're not alone. There's many out there who are struggling with making decisions. And I mean, I think this is really foundation to having a great leadership out there, and why some don't have a great leadership culture out there. All right, anyway, the final mistake is that I see leaders not leading the pack. What? Are leaders not leading the pack? Yes. You are actually joining other people, watching how they're doing it. You're getting competitive against them. And instead of going, hey, what is it that I bring that no one else brings? You get stuck in and you decide to follow just what everyone else is doing and do it exactly the same. You know, I often hear leaders saying, oh, but I'm leading the pack. I'm leading the way. No, you're not. You're doing it exactly like everyone else. You're trying to sound like everyone. You're trying to do it the same way. You see leadership with the same filters others see leadership. And because of it, you're getting the same results. The amount of times I hear people saying, I'm an amazing business coach, or I'm a different business coach to anyone else, or, you know, as a CEO, I stand out amongst all other CEOs out there. What? No, I'm doing different things out there in the government, in leadership. And you know what? I ask the same question to every single one of them. Okay, great. I love the fact that you're doing it different out there. Tell me, what is the difference that you're doing that's different to the government worker down the road, to the one that's the CEO up the street there, or how about the business coach that keeps telling me that they're doing it different out there as well? What is it that you're doing that you're leading the pack and not being the follower in? And the majority of them will say something so general that I've heard time and time and time again. Because guess what? This is a mistake that I see. You are not leading the pack. You are becoming a follower, not a leader. And you know what? A leader leads because people want to follow something, or follow what you are about, or follow you because you know how to take them to where they need to go. This means you need to grow your impact and your influence out there so that you are above the noise. You know, there's lots of people doing amazing things. And how do you make sure that you are shining in your genius and standing out in what you can bring, and standing out so that others can see that and go, that's what I want to be a part of, that's what I want to do, and that's who I need to follow? When you don't make decisions, you don't stand out above the crowd. lost amongst the noise. And when you are able to make the right decisions fast, what is exciting is then people go, look at the momentum they're getting, look at the movement they're having. They are forever bringing change. They are doing things I want to be doing, and I want to see happening in what I'm doing here, and I want to go and be a part of that. Be that for other people. Be that by standing up, standing out, and standing for what you are meant to be. And this means then that you are able to also be the best that you can be. Impact it the best way you can impact. And influence others in the best way that you can. So that you actually are being the change. And not just the change in your little sphere of influence, but across the globe as well. Because your difference you're making in your world becomes the difference that is helping to make a difference in the greater world, the across the globe, right? On a global scale. I know that in these 7 mistakes, it can sound like, oh my goodness, there's just so many mistakes that you're making, and it's all hard. And no, what's great about it is that when you know what it is that needs to change, you can actually change that, and then you'll also know that you make steps forward, that the progress will be great, and that you can springboard off this amazing foundation. I hope this helps, this audio series for you. And that you just don't just listen to it and go, well, that was lovely, that sounds good. Oh my goodness, she goes on about these mistakes. And, you know, I hear it, but it's all those other leaders out there making those mistakes. It's not me. Even if you make one of these changes, you pick up one of these mistakes and go, I can now rewire my brain to, instead of making this mistake, to going, how can I now create space in my leadership to see where this could take us, or to see where this will take me, so that those in my team, those in my company, those that I partner with, those that are in my sphere of influence are then given the opportunity to get different results. It's these little shifts. It's that 1%. The 1% that don't do it. I mean, the 99% that don't do it, and it's the 1% that does do it. Because they do these small shifts. That these small shifts, it can be just that slight little maneuver that gives you that move from being in amongst the noise to being above the noise. So instead of making these your mistakes, make these your amazing shifts that you now put into your leadership culture, so that you can get out there and make the right decisions fast. These 7 shifts are now the movement forward that will give you movement forward, that can now give you return on your decisions, so that you can now know how to implement, to know that you need a strategic plan. And what's exciting is that you will now know that there is a new pattern you can now wire to, and that you can create space to create, so that you can be the leader that leads the pack. If you want help to do this in a bigger, better, and in a way that you can really make your next decision to get to your next level faster and the right decision, then let's speak, let's connect, and let's get out there and be the change to add to this world. Much love.